This is Terry Bush with the Iroquois County Times Republic, dated April 4, 2024, or, if you prefer, 4/4/24. We begin on the front page with a report on the Crescent City Board April meeting. Mayor Mark Rabe called the April 1st meeting of the Crescent City Village Board to order at 6:57 p.m. Clerk Kathy Christensen took the roll call with four trustees answering: Dennis Ritzma, Joe Balot, Steve Carley, and Kim Rabe. Also attending were L. Johnson, maintenance engineer, Jeff Hildenbrand, building inspector and permit issuer, Mary Carley, treasurer, and Tara Rader, Heritage Park and Community Center coordinator. Guests Joe Martin and Terry Popham addressed the board as representatives of the local Catholic Church. The church is requesting to create a parking lot on the east side of the church in the grassway between the sidewalk and the street. They presented an estimate for the work. Once the board gets a bit more information, Popham and Martin will be contacted. Tara Rader was looking for an easier way to return rental deposits for the community center to the people who rented it. She can't return deposits until the center has been inspected after an event, and sometimes that may be a few or several days later. Having cash on hand isn't feasible, as she cannot always meet the renter face-to-face after the building is inspected. The idea was presented for the renters to make out two checks for the center, one for the actual rental fee of $75 and the other for the deposit of $50. The $50 check will be put in a self-addressed stamped envelope, which Rader can drop in the mailbox once she has checked the center for any messes or damages. She will add the clause about the deposit being returned within 30 days to the current rental contract. She said there are some floor tiles working loose, which will need to be fixed. Maintenance engineer Johnson said new volleyball nets had been purchased, and he'll be helping with the water surveys, which will be conducted this week and next. He will open the restrooms once the threat of freezing weather has passed. Board member Jeff Hildenbrand noted he'd checked out a home which had originally been set for demolition but was sold before the process was complete. The new owners plan to have the house up to date in about 2 months. ERH sent over its monthly report, noting Julie requests had been responded to. All required samples had been collected and submitted to be analyzed. They test ran the emergency generator and serviced equipment. Amanda Balot and Joe Balot explained the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency's recent revision of the lead and copper rule for community drinking water. Flyers were handed out explaining how to locate and identify the type of pipe materials supplying water, as this is required by the IEPA. Jason Witte, ERH manager for Crescent City, said he will conduct flow tests on hydrants sometime in May. Minutes of the March 4 meeting were read and approved. Mary Carley's treasury report for the village was discussed, then approved. For the community center report, she noted she had just received some rental payments, and those were not yet included on the report. In new business, Mayor Rabe shared information regarding grants the village may apply for to help with the cost of water mains and meters. A fair sponsorship form was received from the Iroquois County Agricultural and 4-H Club Fair seeking a donation, which the board voted to make. Estimates for road work were received from Robinson Engineering, and those will be let for bids. The Iroquois County Sheriff's 43rd annual golf outing will take place June 7, and the board voted to have a team from Crescent City participate. Mayor Rabe shared a flyer from the Iroquois Economic Development Association seeking a donation, which the board approved. Proposals from M&L Lawn Care were shared, and the board voted to accept and approve each contract. Kim Rabe reported on the Easter egg hunt, which took place Saturday, March 30, and in which about 100 children took part. Mary Carley explained the new water bill payment program and wanted to remind everyone to check their bills, which should be received on or about May 1st, to find the website address and a phone number. Water bill payments can now be made through the website or over the phone with debit or credit cards. Bills for the month were approved for payment. Adjournment was made at 8:35 p.m., with the next meeting set for Monday, May 6th. Continuing on the front page, we have the headline, Crescent City Easter Egg Hunt Well Attended. The weather started out a bit wet Saturday, but it didn't dampen the spirits of those involved with the Crescent City Easter Egg Hunt or the 100 children who attended. The event took place at Heritage Park and is sponsored by the Village of Crescent City. There are 5 age groups of the egg hunt, and 1 grand prize basket is awarded in each group. Winner of the under 2 division was Anna Van Hovelen, a 1.5-year-old daughter of Calvin and Katie Van Hovelen of Cisna Park. Winner of the grand prize in the 2 to 3-year-old group was Charlie Price, daughter of Lexi Schweer of Watsika and Eli Price of Kempton. Charlotte Schultz, 5, daughter of Kevin and Casey Schultz of Merrill, Wisconsin, was the winner in the 4 to 5 age group. Connor Brown, son of Joel and Jennifer Brown of Crescent City, was the winner of the grand prize basket in the 6 to 7-year-old division. Rowan Legan won the basket in the 8 to 10-year-old division. His parents are Tori Legan and Corey Legan, and Ashton Gore, all of Cisna Park. The sponsors of this year's event included McDonald's, Casey's, Crescent Iroquois EMS, Hometown Family Foods, K&K Designs, M&L Lawn Care, Monocles, Sparkle U2, Joni Tim, and Walmart. Next is the final installment of the Times Republic series on Iroquois County women who contribute to the success of the area. This week is Jacqueline Joly, who is a firefighter with the Ashcom Fire Department and an EMT with Superior Ambulance. A high school class helped Jacqueline Joly finalize her decision between becoming an emergency room physician or a firefighter. She said, "When I was 17 years old, I really was in between being an ER physician or a firefighter, and I took a class in high school and I decided I wanted to be a firefighter paramedic. I joined the Ashcom Fire Department and have been with them since. I've always liked healthcare stuff." She considers herself an outgoing person. She enjoys martial arts and earned her first degree black belt last year. Joly also got her EMT basic license and has been working for the last 5 months with Superior Ambulance. "That's something I very much enjoy besides working with the fire department." Superior has many stations around the state. Joly is stationed out of Joliet. She's been with the Ashcom Fire Department for 4 years. Born and raised in Ashcom, Joly graduated from Central High School. In 2020, Joly said the Ashcom Fire Department is very important to the Iroquois County community. She said it's a no-brainer that the fire department is out there to keep people safe and protect the community. "I also feel it connects the community all together with the events we do, like the spaghetti supper and helping out with the Ashcom homecoming." "It's made a big impact," she said, noting that her family has become more involved in the community since she became a firefighter. "It doesn't matter if you're a man, woman, short, tall, there's always a place for everyone in the fire department. I feel it's very welcoming. I had someone tell me it's a brotherhood and there's always room for her in there, and that's a really big thing. It's very welcoming and people are super nice." Joly said she's worked a couple of fire calls where she helped on the hose line. "I haven't been to an accident in a little bit, but when an accident occurs, we would do extrication. depending on the severity of injuries, she said, because she is an EMT basic, she could possibly provide some care to patients before the ambulance arrives. Jody's next goal is getting her paramedic license. That's my real big dream step, is to be a paramedic. I know that would be very beneficial to the department. I know we have a couple of people who are medics. If I became a paramedic, that could really help toward the medical care on our fire department. She said the fire department sometimes beats the ambulance to the scene, and medical care might need to be administered. Jolie is used to being busy. I work a lot, she said. I love working in medical care. I try to go to some calls when I can. It's been kind of wild talking about going back to school. I try to at least make it to some meetings. She said she's proud to be from Iroquois County and to stay in the community and contribute. It means a lot to be staying in the same community where I grew up. I know most people my age pretty much already decided to move out of the area. I get that. But the big thing is everyone here in Ashcom, in Iroquois County, is just very, very nice. It's the simple fact that I feel welcome and comfortable. To give back to the community, to show thank you for welcoming me, it's heartwarming, and I love to see people smile or being noticed when they say, "Hey, I saw you. You were on that call." She said the fire departments and other agencies work well together. It helps me connect with other people from different departments. I learn different methods, different tactics. When I first started working on the fire department, I didn't really see quite too many women working on fire service and first responders. To me, I really wasn't that common. Growing up, I wanted to be a doctor. And when I suddenly changed to wanting to be a firefighter paramedic, a big concern was it was mainly a career for a man. I know that's something that discourages people. They are maybe a little nervous. She said there are so many things that women can do to contribute to their departments. There's always room for her. I always just like to tell people to get in there. If you have an interest and you like it, just go for it. You're going to find other people out there. Don't anybody tell you what not to do. Jolie said she is focused on getting her paramedic license and will see what she wants to do after that. If I'm really enjoying being a paramedic and I want to do more, I might talk about doing critical care technician. That's something mainly private ambulances offer. Maybe even a flight medic could be something. Item next, Milford Park and Pool golf outing is set. The 10th annual tee-off for the Milford Park and Pool golf outing is coming up on May 11th at the Shawami Country Club in rural Sheldon. All proceeds from this annual event, sponsored by the Milford Park and Pool Foundation, are used to fund improvement projects to either the park or the pool. This year's outing proceeds will benefit the electrical wiring upgrade project at the main park pavilion and bandshell, according to information provided. Activities for the day begin with registration at 11 a.m., followed by time at the driving range, where each golfer will receive a bucket of balls, compliments of the Citizens State Bank of Milford. Tee time for the four-person scramble is 1 p.m. The fee to participate includes 18 holes of golf, a cart, a pork chop dinner after golf, prizes, raffles, and games. At the conclusion of the afternoon of golfing, a delicious pork chop dinner will be served from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Shawami Clubhouse. During the dinner, drawing for prizes will be held, and outing winners will be announced. For more information on the outing, registration, and sponsor forms, please contact Penny Cheever at 815-471-8757. Again, for information on the Milford Park and Pool golf outing, contact Penny Cheever at 815-471-8757. You may also check out the Milford Park and Pool Foundation page on Facebook. The deadline to register to play is May 1. To be recognized on the sponsor board on display during the outing, all donations of sponsorships and/or raffle prizes must also be received by April 30. Item next, St. John's WMF to conduct benefit for free Lutheran concert tour. The Women's Missionary Federation of St. John's Lutheran Church, SCHWER, invite everyone to a recital at 2 p.m. Sunday, April 14. A free will offering will be received, with proceeds designated to defray some of the expenses incurred when the Free Lutheran Concert Choir tours Scandinavia at the end of April. St. John's is part of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations based in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guest pianist will be Bill Ogg, who will perform classical and folk songs with heavy German emphasis. AFLBS Concert Choir alumni will be in attendance. Audience and other performers will be involved in the program. Fellowship and light refreshments will follow the program. The church is located at 1812 E 1130 N Road, Milford. For more information, contact Pastor Freck at 612-839-2144. Again, more information on the Free Lutheran Concert Choir benefit, contact Pastor Freck at 612-839-2144. Item next, ICGS will have a cookout April 12. The Iroquois County Genealogical Society members will host a cookout from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Friday, April 12, on the grounds of the Old Courthouse Museum, 103 West Cherry in Watseka. Current plans are to set up on the lawn near the corner of 2nd and Cherry Streets. The menu will include hamburgers, brats, pulled pork, and hot dogs, with sides and drinks available. Cost of a meal is free will donation. Proceeds are used by ICGS, a nonprofit organization, to help with the costs of keeping records, books, and such available to the public. ICGS is located on the south side of the museum on the first floor. Hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, call the office at 815-432-3730 or email iroqgene@gmail.com. The contact phone number again is 815-432-3730 and the email address is iroqgene@gmail.com. Item next, Watseka Church plans rummage sale April 12 and 13. The Watseka Presbyterian Church ladies will conduct a rummage sale April 12 and April 13. The sale will run from noon to 5 p.m. April 12 and from 9 a.m. to noon on April 13. There will also be a $4 bag sale on April 13 from 10 a.m. to noon. The church is at 215 East Cherry Street in Watseka. The rummage sale offers a variety of clothing, spring and summer decorations, household goods, and lots of baby items. All proceeds from the sale support mission projects. And now a look at area activities at libraries, starting with the Watseka Public Library. Save the date for Viking Family Fun, Saturday, April 20, from 9 a.m. to noon. Enter the Viking Beard Photo Contest. For more details, visit us on social media. The event's open to adults, kids, and pets. On Tuesday, April 9, Head Start application event from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Wednesday and Thursday at 10 a.m., the preschool story hour will be rain. On Wednesday, April 17, and Thursday, the 18th at 10 a.m. the preschool story time will be about Vikings. The Clifton Public Library has just begun the Work Basket Club. If you like crocheting, knitting, or other types of needlework, come to the Clifton Public Library on the first and third Wednesdays of the month for about 2 hours from 3 to 5 p.m. Bring your own supplies, including a small table if you have one. Again, that event began on April 3 from 3 to 5 p.m. Next, an educator from the Midwin National Tallgrass Prairie is coming to the Clifton Public Library. This is a 30 to 45 minute class, perfect for pre-K through fifth graders. Did you know that the bison is our national animal? Learn what name to call these wild, strong, and woolly creatures. See and touch a real bison pelt, skull, and horn cap. Hear them bellow, and more. The event will take place at 4 p.m. on April 5. The Clifton Public Library is also offering free solar eclipse glasses while supplies last. The eclipse maximum for our area is about 2:06 p.m. and ends around 3:21 p.m. on Monday. The Clifton Library will also offer a free live webinar on the real costs of home ownership by the Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Northern Illinois. It's an approximately one-hour webinar where educator Joseph Fernandez will discuss and accurately assess the real costs and budget impact of home ownership. The webinar will be from 10 to 11:30 a.m. on May 11. The same group will do another webinar on savings and investing basics, 5 to 6 p.m. on May 22. At the Gilman Danforth District Library, the Page One Book Club is a community-based book discussion group that meets at the library at 7 p.m. on the third Tuesday of each month. Their next session will be on Tuesday, April 16. Currently reading Calling Me Home by Julie Kibler. You're invited to bring a bag lunch and enjoy an older movie every Monday at noon at the library. Drinks and the occasional dessert will be provided. The Gilman Danforth Library also hosts Senior Coffee Hour every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Bingo Night, the second Wednesday of each month at 5 p.m. It's free to adults. Snacks are provided, and you have the chance to win prizes. And now a quick look at some Iroquois County police reports. On March 24, police were called to the 400 block of North 3rd Street for a hit-and-run accident at 1:10 a.m. According to reports, a 2005 Ford Mustang, operated by Jesse K. Cavillo, 24, of Watseka, was traveling northbound on North 3rd Street when, for unknown reasons, it left the roadway and struck a utility trailer. The driver was issued 6 state citations for leaving the scene of an accident, failure to reduce speed, operating vehicle with no valid registration, driving while license suspended, operating uninsured vehicle, and operating a motor vehicle with no headlights. On March 27, police were called to the 1200 block of East Walnut Street for retail theft at 7:15 p.m. Richard Wagner, 46, of Danville, and Matthew Rogers, 22, of Danville, were arrested for retail theft over $300. Wagner and Rogers were both transported to jail without incident. On March 29, police were called to the 300 block of West Walnut Street for a trespasser at 2:59 p.m. Bobby Perez, 36, of Watseka, was arrested for criminal trespass to land. Perez was transported to jail without incident. On March 21st, police were called to the 1700 block of East Walnut Street for a theft at 2:41 p.m. Rhea Pope, 30, of Riverdale, was arrested for retail theft over $300. Pope was transported to jail without incident. On March 27, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Comfort Robinson, age 47, of Danville. According to police reports, Robinson was charged with possession of cannabis, 500 to 2,000 grams, and manufacture and delivery of cannabis, 500 to 2,000 grams. Robinson was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he was released with a notice to appear. On March 28, the Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested Jonathan C. Larson, age 36, of Crescent City. According to police reports, deputies were dispatched to a physical domestic in progress in the 200 block of North Ash Street in Crescent City. After an investigation, Larson was taken into custody and charged with domestic battery. It was later discovered that Larson had been involved in motor vehicle accidents sometime prior to the deputy's arrival. Damage was discovered to the Crescent City firehouse. It appeared to have been struck by a motor vehicle. An investigation led back to the vehicle Larson was reportedly driving. Larson did not report the accident to police authority. He was additionally charged with leaving the scene of an accident, operating an uninsured motor vehicle, and improper lane usage. Larson was transported to the Iroquois County Jail, where he remained awaiting a court appearance. This has been Terry Bush with the Iroquois County Times Republic, dated April 4, 2024. I look forward to reading with you again next week.